We're standing at the Adamski family farm in northern Wisconsin. There's some old sugar maples in the woodlot across the road. Blue plastic bags hang from the spouts on the trees and catch the steadily dripping sap. Every night, the bags are emptied and brought back to the evaporator house to boil. The evaporator is a big stainless steel vat with copper pipes running into it. There's a firebox underneath it that's used to boil the sap down to sweet maple syrup.
Basically, what we're doing is we're evaporating the water, or the water that is in the maple sap. Okay, the tree produces natural sugars, okay, which when you boil the water out, you eventually come up with syrup.
Jim Adamski is about 30. When he was in high school, he put together a 4-H project to tap maple trees and process the syrup. He won a national award. His mom and dad, Vicky and Gary Adamski, turned his project into a business. Last year, the family tapped more than 2,000 trees and made more than 400 gallons of maple syrup. These little maple syrup businesses around the state hark back to an old-fashioned time, when families worked hard together and shared the benefits, too. Vicky Adamski works at the courthouse. She says she's under pressure all day long and really enjoys coming out to the sugar bush at night to unwind.
Of course it makes the family closer. You work harder together. It kind of reminds you of what I want to call the good old days when mom and dad and the kids did things together. That's definitely what this has done for us. We're a very close-knit family.
But the maple syrup harvest across the region is declining. Jim Adamski says they're losing the sugar maples.
There's a lot of woodses that have very nice developed hard maple trees in. The sugar maple, basically they're being sawed for saw logs. A lot of the woodses, at least in this area, are disappearing. In fact, the one across the road next year, that small woods across the road, that's getting cut this summer. So as we find new woodses, they just eventually keep getting cut off.
Jim's father, Gary Adamski, says 3 years ago, they produced almost 500 gallons. Last year, 400. And this year so far, only 280 gallons.
Winters are getting shorter. I don't think the winters are as cold as what they should be up here.
The Adamski experience is not unique. Across the lower Great Lakes region, maple syrup producers from southern Vermont to Ohio and Michigan are seeing similar declines. Joe Pollock is another Wisconsin maple syrup producer. He says production in Wisconsin has dropped in half the past few years to less than 70,000 gallons.
Well, that's because of the weather, simply. We've got more people tapping trees and making syrup, but the weather has been uncooperative the last few years, so we're making less.
But Joe says producers like him have to weather it out.
Yeah, there's a number of us making a living at the business. It's just that we've had a couple of tough years, and it's beginning to look like this will be a tough year as well.
Is there anything we can do about it?
Well, pray to the weather gods. Maybe they'll listen.
For their part, the Adamski family plans to plug along. Maybe lower their labor costs by running more tubing to harvest the sap. Jim Adamski says they're also looking for another woods to lease.
I guess, I don't know, I don't like seeing trees being cut down. I mean, at least not the maple trees. You know, not being a maple syrup producer, of course, but I mean, everybody has a branch of the industry that they're involved in, and I guess if I was a logger, I wouldn't want to see a maple syrup guy out in the woods, so, you know, to each their own, I guess. So.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Nick Vanderpie in Antigo, Wisconsin.